Something magical happens for me whenever I get around Lexington, Kentucky. I find myself in a place that's not quite the South, but it's certainly no longer the North. It's a land in between, like the gloaming. It's Narnia, it's Middle Earth. It's a dreamlike place where I begin to feel like I'm not so tightly anchored to the real world anymore. How perfect it is, then, that a band like Bear Medicine called Lexington their home. The band's first full-length album, The Moon Has Been All My Life, which was recorded by Otto Helmuth at Nitrosonic Studios, absolutely shimmers with a shamanic, mystical energy. The 10 songs on the album transport you and transform your general outlook. In terms of musicianship, Bear Medicine might be Lexington's answer to Cincinnati bands like Buffalo Killers or The Ridges. Bear Medicine is made up of Joshua Wright on guitar and vocals, Kim Smith on keyboard and flute, Seth Murphy on cello and bass, and Severn Edmondson on drums and percussion. The Los Angeles-based music blog Aquarium Drunkard recently wrote that Bear Medicine doesn't occupy a space, it invents one. When I set out to review an album, there are, in very broad terms, three key factors that I examine. The first is the songwriting, how the lyrics and the instrumentation and the chord progression work together. Then there's the performance, meaning how well is the songwriting represented in the studio. And third, there's the production. How well is the performance captured and reproduced? Usually, a deficiency in one category can be compensated for by a proficiency in another. In fact, some of my favorite albums consist of excellent songs performed very well, but recorded in someone's attic or garage. In listening to The Moon Has Been All My Life, I can find no shortcoming in any one of those three categories. Wright's lyricism in works like Infestation, Rigor Mortis Deer, and Guillotine Valley betray a dark, passionate connection to traditional memento mori storytelling.
Go to bed, kill the bugs inside my head. It's the only way to stop and tear and burrow in and chop until I'm dead. I can hear them while I'm in between my sheets. It's this ringing in my ears, incessant ringing, and now I just can't sleep. Peel away all the layers of my center, they'll be growing, pushing out and overflowing in my hands.
Musically, Smith's flute and Murphy's cello provide a perfectly measured counterweight to Wright's guitar and Edmondson's percussion, making the whole album hum like a finely tuned engine. To speak of performance, one only has to spend a few minutes listening to Red Bird, which opens the album. I don't think it's too far-fetched to make comparisons between this piece and Jorma Kaukonen's opus Embryonic Journey. The evocative nature of the composition is at this level of mastery. I've listened to this album at home, in the car, and at work. Regardless of the time, place, or the surrounding atmosphere, the production on The Moon Has Been All My Life is simply spectacular. There's a brilliant sense of balance and symmetry to the presentation that makes itself become part of the music. If there's one pity about The Moon Has Been All My Life, it is that the album is coming out in October. Though the predominant dark themes resonate with the season, to me, this is the kind of music that begs to be played in the car, with the windows down and the backseat packed, as you ramble down a highway blurred by a blazing sun, while you embark on an epic road trip, destination unknown. WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.